USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street stocks have been climbing this morning after a report from the government showed a surge in retail sales in May. Shoppers celebrating the reopening of economies getting out and buying, causing a 17.7% gain from the previous month in retail sales, the highest month-to-month increase on record. Still, the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell warns significant uncertainty about the economy continues.
Until the public is confident that this disease is contained, a full recovery is unlikely.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has kept her chamber on, in his words, the longest-running spring break in history. He said this morning on the Senate floor that the Democratic-led House should be back in session as the country faces a once-in-a-century pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Federal investigators will look into the hanging deaths of two black men in the high desert north of L.A. recently. A 24-year-old man was found hanging from a tree in Palmdale last week, just days after a 38-year-old black man was found hanging from a tree in Victorville. The deaths were ruled suicides, but the men's families say they suspect foul play. After the shooting death of a black suspect in Atlanta last Friday, the Atlanta mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has made some changes to police policy in that city. Several new orders, including...
If a police officer sees another officer using force, which is beyond reasonable under the circumstances, that they are duty-bound to intercede.
President Trump plans to be surrounded by law enforcement officials today at the White House when he signs an executive order concerning police reforms for new training on techniques that would be used in tense situations. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The lead plaintiff rejoicing after the Supreme Court's historic LGBTQ decision yesterday when it ruled that federal law does prohibit workplace discrimination against gay, lesbian, and transgender persons. In other words, workers cannot be fired over their sexual orientation and gender identity. On NBC's Today Show today, Gerald Bostock said he was, quote, filled with joy and gratitude at the ruling, thanking the Supreme Court justices for, in his words, making the right decision. Bostock was a Georgia state worker who was fired after it was discovered that he had joined a gay softball league. It's good for both dogs and their owners to have frequent walks together, but one such walk in Florida could have ended up really bad, as we hear from USA Radio's Jesse Edwards.
A Florida man fought off a 13-foot alligator to save his pet dog, Loki. Former Army Staff Sergeant Trent Tweddle and his dog are recovering after a morning walk turned into a nightmare.
Peter grabbed the dog by the front arm and dragged him into the water there. I grabbed the dog's collar to try to pull him back, and I ended up in a tug-of-war match with this gator, and the gator was not letting go, so I let go of the collar, started pounding on the gator's head until he eventually let go.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.